I'm here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's the Tuesday show, and I'm here, and where are you? Okay, so what are we going to do today? Well, what do we usually do today? We talk to dead people, we get some messages. I've been thinking a lot, long and hard about what I do, and yesterday's show was really fun for me, and it was all about helping people in their businesses get, you know, like, applying spiritual principles to business. I guess that was what I want. But then again, this morning, I kind of got into this meditation place and I said to Spirit, okay, so what am I doing? You know, how can I best help people? What can I really do that helps people? And so, okay, thought about that, kind of meditated on it. And it really comes back to raising your vibration. It really does. To match the vibration of source, you call it God, I call it source. So I have some articles today, kind of unrelated, related, you know, kind of like, you know, kind of a potpourri of articles on different things, waiting for your calls. Love to talk to you about what's going on. If you want questions for dead people, I think I'll channel it a little bit. Let my spirit guide Adonis talk to you. The group, it's not just an individual, but the group talked to you about this whole thing about raising vibration. I talk about this a lot, vibration. It's all about vibration and overcoming the reasons why your vibration is not where you want it to be. And how do you know your vibration is not? Well, you know what? I'm just going to do that. Instead of before I get into any articles or any discussions about anything else or before I get any callers, I'm going to turn the show over to my spirit group and let them talk to you about this whole subject of vibration and matching that of source and God and why you should go there, because my screen looks kind of blank at this time. No callers, nobody in the chat room. So that's what I will do. I will channel my spirit group about why you should raise your vibration or whatever they want to talk to you about. I don't always know what they want to talk about, but I'm putting that out there since in my own meditation today, ask the question of what can I do? How can I be most effective in helping people? So I'm going to step to the back for a few minutes, let them talk to you, and then we'll get a little bit more into some articles that I had about, well, actually, some of it would be about raising your vibration or things that keep you from raising your vibration and getting you connected to source. I'm watching my dog kind of do her thing as I'm doing this. Okay, so I will do that. So I'll be back. I will be back, you know, as Arnold would say, the Terminator. Okay. Well, we're glad to be back. Talk to you for a few minutes. George has finally given us an opportunity to do this, to communicate some ideas and to talk to you on a subject that's close to us, and it really should be close to you. We're kind of keep this a secret from George at first. We're not going to let indicate what it's about, but it really is about your connection to a higher power other than your ego. That's another way of phrasing it, isn't it? Connecting to or vibrating at or having your energy level at or your emotional state be at that of the highest vibration possible. So what is that vibration? What is that state that we say that is best for your benefit, for your future, for attaining whatever you want in your life, to realizing your goals, to achieving oneness with? What is that state, that emotional vibrational state? I'm sure you have lots of thoughts on that. As humans, you go, well, it's this or it's that or whatever you may say, but it's one word. Well, it's actually more than one word, but we're going to use the one word here, and the word is love. The vibration of love You know, it's been written that God is love. The universe is love. Source is love. If you're in the spirit realm, if you're in the non-physical realm, the condition is love. People have come back from near-death experiences saying that it was love. All they experienced was love. The energy, that really positive, good feeling of love. And that's the state we ask you to achieve. So why aren't you in a state of love? Well, you go to the other end of the spectrum. It's fear. Fear is something. But tied in with that fear is worry, concern, negativity, thoughts of anger, hatred, vengeance. All of those words distract you from jealousy. That's another one. We'll throw that one out there. Envy. We'll throw that out there. All those negative thoughts. Now, when you move towards love, there's a key element in that. And we kind of throw little teasers out there to George. And the teaser word here is trust. Trusting in something. We would say trusting in something that is of a vibrational superior to the state that you're in right now. And what do we mean by that? Well, we're back to the word love. Source, God, is love. So it's trusting in that love. Trusting in that love, that love will bring you whatever you need, that whatever you desire in your life. Love, life, okay, those are two really synonymous words. Love, life, it's trust. But how many of you really trust that? And how do we know that you trust that? And how do you know that you trust that, that you're connected to that emotion, that feeling of love? How do you know? How do you know you're entrusting? Isn't it some of it expectation, just knowing it's going to come? Whatever it is, just knowing. Being in the state of allowance. Being in the state of acceptance. Being in the state of just patience. Stop worrying, right? Stop worrying about it. Knowing that you're in the flow, that you're in the flow to whatever you want and whatever you need in your life. Just allow it to happen. You'd like to put titles on things. Oh, it has to be this or it has to be that. But get to your core for a moment. What do you really want? What do you want? Peace? You want happiness? You want prosperity? And define prosperity however you define prosperity or abundance. Define it however you want. How do you get there? We're back to that word love. Raising your vibration. And as we were talking to George this morning, you know, how do you do that? How do you get to that state, that vibrational place of love? We would say that it's much like a person trying to climb a mountain to reach a particular goal, and they have a backpack on, and they're carrying this backpack, and it's weighing them down. And if you look in that backpack, what do you see? Is it food? No. Is it water? No. Things that they need to survive? Possibly. But what they've put in that backpack and what you've put in that backpack to climb to that mountain, climb that place of love, is rocks. Negative rocks. Rocks that, if you look at the rocks, you see the word worry. You put the word fear. You put the word anxiety. You put the word doubt. That's a big word, isn't it? So you're carrying these rocks around with you, trying to climb up to that place of love to attain whatever you want in life. You're trying to get there. You're on that path. It doesn't even have to be uphill. It can be on a road. But you're carrying a bunch of rocks around with you. You're carrying fear around with you. You're carrying anxiety around with you. You're carrying doubt around you with you. You're carrying all of those negative words. But they're rocks. They weigh you down. They keep you from attaining it. So if they're rocks and if they're in your backpack, how do you get there then? You let go of the rocks. You stop worrying. Just stop worrying. Okay? Just stop worrying. And you're going, well, that's easy for you to say. You're in the non-physical world. You're not in the physical world. We have to worry about stuff. Why? Why do you have to worry? What's the benefit of worry? That's just weighing you down. That's just that big old rock that you're carrying around with you that's holding you back from getting what you want. Why do you carry doubt around with you? Well, because you haven't built trust in that there's source, that there is God, that there's a universe. But if you start letting go of those other rocks, that anxiety, that worry, that fear, that all of those other things, and you start moving towards something that feels good, that feels light, think about the word appreciation for a moment. The things that you appreciate, the things that you love in your life, the things that make you feel good, lift you up, carry you further. It's like you're putting these light, this energy into your backpack that you're carrying around that's actually making it lighter for you to move through life. So start focusing on appreciation more. Start focusing on things you love. Start focusing on things that feel good to you, that you love around you, your family, your pets, activities that you really love and make you feel good when you do them. We're not going to judge you on that. There is no judgment sitting around looking at you going, well, that feels good, that's wrong. That feels good, you shouldn't be doing that. No, stop. There's no judgment. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about standing before God and going, well, you did this and you did that, and you're being judged because it felt good. There's no guilt. Now, guilt is a big one. That's a big rock, right? That's, you carry that guilt around you, with you. And you're never going to get where you want to go and what you want if you're carrying guilt around you, you're carrying doubt around you, you're carrying worry around with you. Take them out. Let them go. Put appreciation in there. Put the things that you appreciate in your backpack that you carry up that mountain towards love. Change your thinking. Change your emotional base. Find things that are joyful to you. Find things that feel good. What lifts you up? What lifts your energy up? What inspires you? Not what drags you down. If you watch the evening news, and it creates fear, it creates doubt, it creates anger, then stop doing it. Why are you doing that to yourselves? Why do humans put themselves and torture themselves with things that drag their vibration down? Now, we sound a bit preachy, but we observe you all the time, and we find it's almost humorous. That in many cases you prefer to listen to, watch, and be part of things that make you feel bad versus making you feel good. So change your thoughts, change your thinking, change your attitudes, change your viewpoint of view. What if your whole society started looking at things that felt good, that lightened you up, that makes you feel like joyful and happy? Versus looking at the negative, the things that don't feel good. Don't focus on what doesn't feel good. Okay, we're not going to spend too much more time on this. We sound like we're being very preachy about this. But we're back to our main point. Our point is, do you want to attain anything in your life? Do you want to be successful and feel good while you're being successful? Do you want to attain prosperity, love, whatever you want? Then move towards that vibration of love. It's the most powerful energy in the universe. It's the most powerful emotion to attain whatever you want. So center yourselves on, oh, that feels good. That's a loving way of looking at something. I love that person. I'm going to look into that person's heart and find something that I can appreciate. Ooh, that's a good one, isn't it? So do it. We'll leave you with that. Everything you see, everything you hear, look for love in it. Look for something that feels good. Look for something to appreciate in any person, in any situation, and cut out the negative. Cut out the anger. Cut out the fear. Cut out the worry. And you will prosper. You will grow. We would just say, stop worrying. Just stop it. Trust. And build trust by raising your vibration to that level of love. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay. I'm back. They kind of went off today, didn't they? I guess. I will forget what I just, you know, what came through. But it, well, I have some articles and I have some callers. And I had a kind of an adventure this morning. I went to go out to breakfast because I had to move my car because it's street sweeping day. And I had to take my car off the street and move it. So I thought, well, I'll just go to breakfast, right? As soon as I get in my car, start it up, move off, the little red light comes on. You know, you ever get those little red lights on your dashboard? You're going, okay. That one, I don't know what it is, right? So my mechanic is a few miles away. And so I called my mechanic, and I'm coming in. What's my little red light? What's this all about? So I went there, and my thought was, again, we're back to that word worry. Oh, no, it's like this is a major problem. And, of course, when I see my mechanic, he's really actually a very nice person, but he always throws the worst things out, right? Well, it could be your water pump because it's the flow, you know, it's the coolant. Or it could be your radiator, and I'm going, oh, thank you. You know, thank you. I'm looking. So, okay, I'm going to breakfast. I'll come back in a little while. You tell me what's going on, right? So I walk back over after going to breakfast, and he says, oh, well, your reservoir had a couple little leaks in it. I patched them and changed your oil because I asked him to do that anyway, just a regular maintenance thing. So, you know, sometimes worry doesn't help, does it? Because it wasn't that big a deal. So my meditation was on, okay, let it be something really small, something that's not really huge and not significant. I don't have to pay $1,000 for something. Okay, so that's my lesson in worry. Don't worry about it. Just turn it over. Let it go, you know. Look for the positive outcome in a situation. It's going to be minor. It's not going to be a big deal. And it turned out to be a big deal. It was fairly easy to fix. And I've been thinking about getting an oil change. Now, I'll tell you the interesting part of all this, and it's kind of how the universe helps you and works with you on all this. I told you it was street cleaning day, and normally today I wouldn't go out and do too much, and because tomorrow I'm going out of town, and so my car probably wouldn't have been moved around much today because I've been at home or walking or whatever I need to do or working with clients from over the telephone, but I had to move my car. So I had to know that there was a problem. I had to find the problem, because if it was any other day, I probably would have, if it would have been tomorrow, I would have jumped in my car, started off on my journey, and found out I had a car problem. And that would have just kind of messed up my whole day really well. I got it done today. Tomorrow I'm leaving. Perfect. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So having to take my car to move it was actually a benefit. And actually having to move it more than a few feet, you know, half a few blocks, was a benefit. Going to breakfast was a good thing, right? Worked out really well. So trust in the universe. Trust that you're getting the guidance that you need to take care of the situations in your life that sometimes you just kind of let go. I have a caller. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I'm going to talk about some articles. One was 7 empowering phrases to tell yourself when life doesn't go well. I thought, go your way. And I thought, well, these are good because my job is to inspire you, to motivate you, to inspire you, to teach you, to help you, to raise your vibration. Okay? And I use a lot of different tools. I've been emphasizing the regression therapy, which we can talk a little bit about. So that's an article. And another article I was going to get into was about pain is temporary. Quitting lasts forever. No matter how hard it gets, do it till it's done. I thought, well, that's an appropriate article. So we're going to get in some points on that. Okay? Just keep going. Sometimes you just have to keep going, right? Okay, I'll take a call, and then I will get back into it. I just one article, one quote, the Abraham quote. It's really quick, and I wanted to get in from the Abraham material, the law of attraction. You know, familiar about Abraham. I love this quote. So let me give you this one because I wanted to share this one. It was from a workshop in Mexico in 2014, not long ago, a couple of years ago. A lot of the quotes are really old, but this one's really cool. When you are comfortable on your path, it doesn't matter where it leads. When I read that this morning, I thought, isn't that really cool? If you're feeling good on your journey, whatever your journey is, have you ever been on just kind of like feeling really good, driving somewhere, and you don't care where the end result, you're just having a good time, right? So when you're comfortable on your path, it doesn't matter where it leads. So if you're having fun and if life is good, who cares about the end result? Who cares about, you know, like down the road 6 months from now? You're enjoying right now. Be happy with right now. I'll read that one more time. Think about this. Let this kind of sink in a little bit. When you're comfortable on your path, it doesn't matter where it leads. And it's not always that, if I get to this place, I'll be happy, right? If I get to that place, I'll be happy. No, it's like, are you feeling good right now? Are you enjoying life right now? Well, maybe that's okay. Let me take a call and we'll jump into these articles. And I think I'm not going to get into the other things I was going to talk about today, but that's all right. But I was thinking a lot about corporate consciousness or living in a conscious, socially conscious environment and how that ties into spirituality. Maybe we'll do that another day. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Because I think both are very related from my business experience over 30 years ago and, well, over 30 years of trying to live a very socially conscious and being in a very socially conscious environment as in promoting in the businesses that I was in. Okay. And so if you're interested in knowing more about that, I'd love to talk to you about that, about living from a socially conscious place, even in the business world, which is like, really? Can you do that? Yes, you can. Okay, so let me take a call, 347, if you're there. Sometimes they're on hold so long they go, you know, have lunch while they're holding, right? Hello? Something about my throat. Hello? See it? You went on hold. 347, are you there? You're not there. I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm going to come back in a couple of minutes. I know you've been holding for a while. And then I'll come back in a couple of minutes. So just give me 2 minutes. If you're wanting to talk, I'll come back to you. And then we'll go from there. I'll get into this article a little bit about I like this. It's from lifehack.org, lifehack.org. And I get articles every day, and I think they're really kind of cool articles. And some of them are very appropriate. Some are Okay, so Amy Johnson, freelance writer, editor, and social media manager, whatever that means. So I like the information, and some of it's appropriate. We'll kind of go through it and let Spirit comment on it. So the heading of the topic is 7 empowering phrases to tell yourself when life doesn't go your way. Number one, now you can write these down whatever you want to do with them, right? Whatever you want to do with them. Nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. I love that one. Every night it is dark, but every morning the sun comes up. You watch the darkness turn to light every day. But it's easy to forget that nothing is permanent when you're going through a difficult time. Okay. It's like my car. The light's coming on. Oh my goodness, what's going to go on? It went off. It came on. Oh, it's all fixable. Nothing is permanent. The light's not going to stay on forever. Okay, things may not be good now, but eventually your situation will change. The pain won't last forever. And every day is a new beginning. You can choose to take the new day and make the best of it, or you can choose not to. I love that, because that expression there, and it's really important to think about, is life is a series of choices. You can choose to feel good. You can choose to be happy. You can choose to smile, or you can choose to frown. You can choose to worry about this stuff, or you can choose to appreciate things in your life. You have a choice. You can choose to accept that this is not permanent. It's going to change. The change is the constant. Or you can choose to, woe is me kind of attitude, right? So nothing is permanent. I like the next one too. And let me come back, because I know you were holding, and I'm going to come back to you and see if you want to talk, and then we'll flip back into the article. Yeah, this is about inspiring. This is about motivating to some degree. You know, because sometimes life can be tough, huh? Ugh, yuck. Okay, I'm back. 347, I'm back. Are you there? Some of you are just listening kind of off on the side somewhere. That's okay. That's fine. I'm going to put you back on hold. If you're interested in talking, go into the chat room and say, I'm 347. I would like to talk. And let them know you're available. Don't have a screener. Okay, so let's back to the seven phrases. My scars show strength, not weakness. Now, those could be emotional scars, right? Or physical scars, or whatever kind of scars you want to put a label on. Lots of people worry that bad experiences have damaged them, but in reality, they have made them stronger. You may have an emotional scar, but the wound has healed and the hurt is now over. You have learned from the experience. Now, that's the key. Well, we'll go finish this, but that's the key right there. That's the main point of all this. The scars are proof that you have overcome everything or anything. Overcome anything, and no matter how difficult it feels, you live through it. You're in a better place. The scar, the emotional scar, but the key here is you have learned from the experience. Let's assume for a moment that this scar is a failure of some kind. Failure, as I wrote the other day, and as I expressed the other day, is an opportunity. Failure is an opportunity to redirect yourself. Now, I differ with this a little bit, only in the sense that sometimes if we're scarred, emotional scarred, it becomes trauma and it becomes negative, and we carry that around. We carry that lesson around, that belief that this is going to happen to me again. This is horrible. What happened was horrible, and it could happen to me again. And now I'm going to be fearful, and now I'm going to be very cautious. And that can become extreme, to the point of, really, you don't let it go. You don't learn the lesson. You're not willing to move forward. You don't start to move towards, as Spirit talks about, move towards love, move towards a higher vibration. You get stuck in a low vibration of the scar, of that emotional place. So you have to learn from the experience and you have to move forward. It's contrast. The law of attraction teaches contrast. You see something you don't like. You see an experience that you don't like. It didn't feel good. So you seek something that feels good. I'd rather be doing this because this feels a whole lot better than that. And that's how you learn from your experience. So the scars teach you contrast. They teach you, yeah, I don't want to go through that one again. Nope, never again. Okay, so I'm going to move over to this one, and I'm going to seek this, which is the opposite, which feels good. Now, I don't know if you believe me, if you accept this philosophy or not, but think about it. At least mull it over for a while. Think about it. Yeah. Okay. So let me go back and see if you guys want to talk to me. Okay. So 347 is still there. Okay. Let me go back to the points and then we'll get into something else. Or if you want to call, if you want to talk to some dead person, what I mean by that is one of your ancestors. The other day, I'm kind of sidetracking a little bit, kind of stream of consciousness here a little bit. The other day, I asked if anyone wanted to give a message to somebody who's famous who had passed. you know, last year was just amazing with all the number of really well-known people that people loved and appreciated their art or their music or their acting. And if you wanted to give a message to any of those people, or even before that, or even a grandparent, we'll do that. And if you want to do it in the chat room, just give me your real first name and who you'd like to give a message to. And then we'll pass it on and see if we get a message back. I did it the other day, and it was really kind of an interesting experience of giving a message and getting one back from a non-physical person, somebody who had been alive recently, who was well-known. Okay, so I will go on to the next point. So if you're in the chat room or if you want to call in, if you want to do that, let's do it. It's kind of enlightening, I guess, to really get messages from those who have lived here on the earth and have observed us, okay, and have some ideas. They've had experiences, and they've kind of learned from their experiences. So moving right along, back to the article. Number three, I like this one. Number three, I like all of them to some degree, right? I can stay positive when others are negative. Now we're back to that word choice here. Okay, sometimes people in your life will try to bring you down, but you don't have to listen to them. Choice, right? Choice. Keep smiling and focusing on being positive. And remember that negative people are normally very unhappy. And they want to drag you down to their level. But you can choose to not listen. You are your own person, and you don't have to deal with problems by being negative. That is their choice, not yours. So it's about choice again. You can stay positive when other people are negative. You ever been around people? You ever work with people or have family members who are always negative about everything? How does that feel? It feels yucky, doesn't it? It's like, really, I don't want to be in this room with you anymore. Or if you get sucked into it, you get all negative about everything, and oh, this president or that person or blah, 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 blah. How does that feel? It feels really bad after a while. So don't go there. You have a choice. You can walk away. You can change the topic. You can talk about something you like, you enjoy, something that feels good. And if you flip the conversation to something that feels good, wow, it's a beautiful day today. Wow, I really love this weather we're having. You know, it's like, you know, I watched this movie and it was really funny. You really need to watch this movie because it's really funny. It was uplifting. It was funny. It was enjoyable. It was inspirational. You should watch this movie. Most likely, if the person really wants to complain, they're just going to stop complaining to you and go somewhere else to find somebody that wants to be like them, right? Okay, I'm checking back with you guys. And we'll move on to the next one, which is kind of related to what we've been talking about, right? Okay. So I'm just going to leave 347 there. If you want to talk, let me know. And we will – I'm picking on you, I guess. 347, whoever you are, do you want to talk? Okay, let me back to the next one. Going through pain will make me wiser. What do you think? Will it make you wiser? Is actually going through pain, going through a problem, going through a difficult situation in your life emotional? Make you wiser? We're talking mostly emotional right here, right? Emotional pain? The divorce? Ooh, that's a big one, right? Loss of a job? Ooh, another big one, right? Somebody's critical of you? Ooh, that hurts, right? Every painful experience is a lesson that you can learn from. At the time, it may be difficult to see what the lesson is, but as you move on, you will realize that the difficult times taught me a lot about myself. Be patient when you are struggling, and remember that eventually you will be a wiser version of yourself. Now, do you agree? Disagree? I love your opinion. Do you agree with that? I remember in my life, still focus on things. When you seem to have going through a problem or a struggle or something you got to accomplish and it seems to be hard, the next time you face that kind of issue, it's easier, isn't it? If you've gone through a problem, not that you want to get divorced six or seven times, right? No, maybe that's not the best thing to do. Well, every time I got a divorce, it was easier the next time, right? No, but it when you get certain struggles and you get through certain problems and you face them, the next time that thing comes up, it's easier because you've already learned your lessons. You've already kind of become wiser of how to deal with it. So you can look at it going, well, yeah, it's a problem. I'm gonna get a solution. Source will give me a solution. God will give me a solution. And next time, I already got that solution. I already got that in my bag. You know, I can pull that tool out and go, yeah, that's how we're going to deal with this one. So it makes you wiser. Talking about the divorces, you know that. I'm playing with you a little bit. Yeah, every time you go through a divorce or a breakup, let's just use breakups, right? The same thing. You become wiser. You choose better partners, right? You learn what you like and what you don't like in a partner, and you realize, or a job. Well, I was laid off, or I was fired. But then you kind of go, okay, better choices next time. I really didn't like that anyway, right? I mean, anybody ever been laid off from a job and then you realize later that it was probably the best thing that ever happened to you is not to be working there anymore? It's kind of like the universe took care of you. You struggled and tried to hang on to that job despite everything, and then you were let go, and then you realize later, boy, that was a blessing. That was a blessing. If I have only made that decision earlier on my own, I'd be much better place, right? That's happened to me. So sometimes it's better to do it yourself. Okay, moving right along. I'm kind of rambling a little bit. And I got all these things flashing in my eyes in front of me. Okay, number 5. I don't know if we'll get through all of them. It depends on you guys. And if you want to talk, if you have any, you want to communicate with anybody who's passed, that's up to you. Okay? Number 5. Even when I am struggling, I am moving forward. I like that. When you are struggling, you are moving forward, even if it doesn't feel like it. You may experience career or relationship struggles. Oh, that's struggle is a nice word here, isn't it? Struggle. It's not the end of the world. It's just a struggle. But they will help you to progress through life so that you can find true happiness. The struggle will be worth it, so get your head down and work through the difficult times. Now, what they're leaving out of here is one really important, couple of really important factors. First of all, we're naturally happy. Our nature is to be happy. So we're not going to find happiness. Happiness is part of us. We just need to let go of the conditions that keep us from being happy. So it's there already. Happiness is part of our nature, of who we are as humans. We're just releasing stuff, okay? That part of that struggling that they're talking about here is just we let go of the struggle and happiness is there. Boom. Oh, it was there all along. We just kind of mask it over with struggle, right? And then what about this head down and work through the difficult times? Well, as Spirit would tell you, you have a partner in all this. You have a higher self. You have spirit guides. You have God. You have Source. You have teachers. You have masters. You have angels. You don't have to do this by yourself. You don't have to just barrel through it all by yourself and get through the difficult times. There is guidance. There is wisdom, there is coaching that can help you to get through it. You can ask for help. You can ask God for help. You can ask Spirit for help. And just pay attention to what you're given. Sometimes our egos get in the way, right? We want it one way, but the universe is saying, no, that's not the way to do it. Nope, sorry. No, can't go that way. So listen. Sometimes you kind of beat your head against the wall and there's a door right about 2 feet away that you can go right through. Just listen. Pay attention to what Spirit has to say. Okay? And that is your name. Yes. Okay. And thank you. Oh, I would like to get a message from someone. Who is this someone that you would like to get a message from? Someone's pretty open. Any particular? I'm not, I just kind of want to try and narrow this down. Okay, I'm not going to try to I'm hearing something, but I don't know if it relates to you or not. So I'm just going to kind of give you, okay, because you might have my father. Okay, good, because it was a male figure. I heard male figure. We're connecting here a little bit, just a little bit. So it's a male figure, and what does he have to say to you? Now, I don't know if this is appropriate, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, because I'm hearing something about letting go of resistance, to where you want to go in life, because you have all that you need to get there. And I'm helping you from my end of the universe. And so you just need to let go of resistance. And we're back to that word struggle that we've been talking about, but it feels more like resistance. It's like you're holding yourself back from doing something. Now, you can tell me I'm wrong, and that's fine. I won't go too much further into this, because I want your feedback a little bit. Oh, yeah, that feels right. That doesn't feel right. No, that's off. Maybe you're talking to somebody else. So the word is resistance, letting go of the resistance to where you know you need to go in life. I don't know what that is. It's a move. It's a job. It's a relationship. Just let go of your resistance, because know that you have behind you, supporting you, all of these family members, in the non-physical world that are supporting you. And sometimes I get the picture. Sometimes they're pushing you a little bit and you're dragging your heels like, I don't want to go there. Okay. But just let go. They'll support you. They'll keep you going onto wherever you're going. And so just let go, release, let go, trust. Oh, that word is trust. Yes, trust that your father is with you every single day, every single hour, and that you have guidance. Okay, cool. I don't necessarily want to go into living people right this moment. We're talking a non-physical people. I'd rather not try to delve into who is alive. Okay? I think that's another time for that. But let's deal with those who have passed, those we want to communicate in the non-physical world. I appreciate your question, but maybe we can delve into that another time, okay? So somebody else has a question. Back to my friend here has a question. I'm waiting. I don't make that music. What is it? Jeopardy sound? I can't do that. You know what? This is an interesting thing, and I've been reading and I've been studying this more, putting myself back into regression therapy, working with people in regression therapy, and I've been reading the words of Dr. Weiss, Brian Weiss, he's done thousands of those, and I've done 100 or two, you know, in my experience of regression. I don't do it. We're almost out of time, but don't worry about it. If it feels right, don't worry about whether it's your ego or your father. If it feels right to you, if it feels good, accept the message. So it's all about your emotional base. Accept the message if it feels good. If it doesn't feel good, if it feels like, I don't know about that one, that message doesn't feel so good, then you can reject it. But if it's feeling really good to you, then I would say, yeah, it's my father, or it's my higher self giving me a great message. Okay, this has been fun. This has been interesting. I didn't get through the articles, but that's cool. I'd rather talk to you folks and give you information than that. And I will not be here tomorrow. I will be out. Well, I'll be out and about doing things tomorrow. But I will be back on Thursday. We'll continue on. I don't know what we'll talk about, because usually I don't get the inspiration to the morning when Spirit says, well, we're going to get into this. We're going to talk about that. So embrace love. Embrace things that you appreciate. Go around every day looking for things to appreciate. The little things, the big things, the sunsets, the sunrises, whatever it is, find things to appreciate, and you will feel better about yourself. I love you guys, and I will be back on Thursday, and we'll carry on. Bye now.